Hello.
Hello. This is Andrea Leland speaking to us from the Virgin Islands. A Virgin Islands number. Where are you really, Andrea? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Oh, dear.
Sorry, I can't hear.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay, so do you want to tell us where you actually are? You're on a Virgin Islands number, but where are you actually?
Yes, I actually live here in the United States Virgin Islands on the island of St. John. Beautiful place.
All right.
In the Caribbean.
And I mentioned that the Garifuna group is going to be here, and so why am I talking to you?
Well, you're talking to me because I'm actually making a film right now called Uramane, which is the other story, the other half of the story of the Garifuna who were not exiled because the...
Wait, I didn't mention the exile.
Okay. Well, the Garifuna people originated on the island of St. Vincent in the Caribbean, which is part of the Lesser Antilles. A lot of people don't know where that is. It's just north of Grenada, which is just north of Trinidad. And the Caribs, first the Arawaks came, then the Caribs came. Africans came over probably in the 11th century. There was a expedition that was sent over from Mali, so I believe that's when the first African community came. Then the Europeans came after 1492. They brought Europeans and then they brought Africans to work the lands. And St. Vincent remained a very bastion of resistance against colonialism and slavery. So the Caribs fought against the British and literally kept defeating them, not only them, but the French. The French came before them. So for hundreds of years, there was this community that intermixed and created their own specific culture called the Garifuna culture. They also call themselves the Kalinagos. Carib is a name that is of European origin, not African origin, not indigenous origin. They fought the British for many years, in fact, they defeated them in 1773. They had to make a treaty. The British made a treaty with the Garifuna. The Garifuna continued to their self-determination, but the British encroached on their land and finally defeated the Caribs. Or the Garifuna, and the British exiled the majority of the Garifuna to Central America. They exiled 5,000 people, only 2,000 survived, out of which you have the Garifuna community now, hundreds of thousands of Garifuna that live in Honduras, Guatemala, Belize, and many urban centers in the United States. Huge population in New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Houston.
And
so I made a movie about that called The Garifuna Journey.
Right.
And I was invited to St. Vincent to show this film to the community in St. Vincent. And this was in 2005. And when I went to show them the film, they were very emotional. I showed it in the villages, the small villages. And they were very emotional because a lot of these people are descendants of these original Caribs or Garifuna, but they had no idea that their culture survived off-island in Central America. They thought that it was completely wiped out because the British system, they were, you know, a British colony for 200 years, the British system denied any aspect of their culture. Just, it's a very similar indigenous story to the Native Americans here in North America or Central America.
It's a complicated picture.
I know
picture.
I'm talking a lot here, but the point is that I'm making a film currently about the story of the Garifuna or the Carib descendants on St. Vincent currently. It's called Uramane, and it should be out in the fall.
Okay.
And the music that you're playing is part of the soundtrack of the film.
Okay, because Andy Palacio at least was trying to help the ones where he was to remember their history and to teach it to outsiders. So,
yeah, Andy actually was a wonderful cultural representative of the Garifuna people, and he really reached way beyond the borders of Belize. He really wanted to connect with the youth and Garifuna in the United States and in other parts of Central America to try to revitalize the language, the Garifuna language, which is why he, one of the reasons he was singing in Garifuna.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that album, Wantina, became, you know, wasn't that like number one world music
record? Yeah, I think so, yeah. Well, he came actually to the University of Chicago a couple of years ago, marvelous showman. So a lot of people here, right here in Hyde Park, where I am, learned about the Garifuna culture from his bringing that group and singing and talking a little bit about it and so forth. Very charming gentleman. Too bad that he passed so young.
Yeah, very tragic. Yeah. I agree. I knew him as a person. He was just a lovely, generous, you know, beautiful person. But we do have Rodel Castillo right there in Chicago,
right,
who also made an album,
mm-hmm.
and whose music is included in the film as well, in the Uramain film.
Well, he's been here at our station a couple of times. In fact, when I first was learning about the culture, there was an older couple who used to lead the ones here in Chicago in decorating one of the Christmas trees that they have at the Museum of Science and Industry.
Oh,
around Christmas,
uh-huh.
time, different ethnic and cultural communities each decorate a tree with symbols that are meaningful to them, whether or not they're Christians and so forth. And so I think that was the first time I ever heard of the culture. I said, what? Who are these people who have decorated this tree? And the old man was quite charming and lovely. He passed. And then I discovered Rodel, who came in and,
uh-huh.
and talked about
music. Rodel and his family are very much cultural tradition bearers, mm-hmm. as well. His wife is a phenomenal cook. His son is doing my social networking for me. Hussein is doing all the social networking, because that's the way to get the word out these days,
mm-hmm.
about the film and the story.
Well, definitely. Do you know when it's going to be ready? I think you're collecting money for it now to try to finish it.
I am collecting money on Center for Independent Documentary. I am collecting money, and it should be, I'm going out to San Francisco this summer to finish the sound mix and the color correction, and it will be ready in September. Mm-hmm. The film will be finished in September, and then I have to make DVDs and get the graphics together, so in the fall sometime. But I do have a lot of perks on the Center for Independent Documentary website, where I have, you know, my fundraising campaign. I'm giving away, for donations, $25 donation, you get streaming, $35, you can get Rodel's CD in Exile study guides. You can also get copies of my other film, The Garifuna Journey. And if you want to be an angel, you get a Garifuna dinner at Garifuna Flavor, along with a private screening of the film. So I encourage your listeners to look at the website to learn more about the film, to learn more about the community, and hopefully make a donation.
Well, you certainly have been doing a good job yourself in letting people know about this very interesting group. I mean, there's so many ethnicities, cultures, and around the world that we don't know about, and they're fascinating and important, and have wonderful contributions, often, especially in music. And you know, it's a pity to see them die out. So,
yeah, and also, you know, when you're walking down the street and you see an African American, you would never know that they were Garifuna.
Right.
This person was Garifuna and has such an incredibly rich heritage. Huge, just amazing heritage. They have, you know, their own language, their own spirituality, you know, just they're a huge repertoire of music and beautiful dances. It's just a lovely culture.
Well, Andrea Leland, thank you so much for helping document it and also at the same time give those people some pride that perhaps they had lost, thinking that, you know, they were nothing and nobody anymore. So this is quite a nice thing that you're doing. When the film comes out, we'll have you on again, and maybe Rodel can come and we can all talk together about this. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I appreciate, you know, your playing this music on the radio and letting people know about it as well. And thank you for inviting me.
Well, thank you.
I'd love to come again.
Please do. And when you're in Chicago, of course, come in person.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Andrea Leland.
Okay, thank you.
And we
bye.
Bye-bye. And we will end this little segment with Rodel Castillo, who is right here, a little bit south of here. And this is from his album called Rode, is his kind of nickname. And it's, the album is, CD is called In Exile, and that is the name of this piece, Garifuna Music.
Can you stay alright? A retrospect, I and I survive. See my people dancing with pride. I and I culture must stay alive. Udawa gwatiwa wagaire king. Kawa gwatiwa yurume again. Kawa gwatiwa wagaire king. Udawa gwatiwa yurume again. We dance and chant as we go along.
Yes, we dance. Yes, we sing.
Naya bingi drums answering my song.
Yes, we dance. Yes, we sing.
I wave my flag for you to see.
Yes, we dance. Songs of praise.
Black, white, yellow. How proud I can be. Udawa gwatiwa wagaire again. Ugawa gwatiwa yuruma again. Udawa gwatiwa wagaire again. Ugawa gwatiwa yuruma again. Gwatiwa wagaire again. Ugawa gwatiwa yuruma again. Udawa gwatiwa wagaire again. Ugawa gwatiwa yuruma again. Forget not the days of my past. Gwatiwa wagaire again. Udawa gwatiwa yuruma again. Ugawa gwatiwa wagaire again. Udawa gwatiwa yuruma again. Udawa gwatiwa watiwa wa gairege yurumaige yurumaige kawa watiwa yurumaige wa gairege yurumaige dawa watiwa wa gairege repatriation kawa watiwa yurumaige.
That is one of our neighborhood Garifuna persons, Rode Castillo, singing about being in exile in reggae style. I mean, they are, after all, in the Caribbean, but on his album, in fact, he does have music in several different styles. I think that one is reggae to appeal to some of the younger people, even the Garifuna people who dig reggae. The Garifuna Collective, in its current form, having been formed back in the early 200s by Andy Palacio, the collective is going to be performing tomorrow night at Old Town School of Folk Music in Moorer Hall,